got it right here. Let me just firing this mic.
No, so the first and third Tuesdays are city council meetings. So this meeting, when it's held, is either on the second or fourth Tuesday. But it's not consistently held. Times when we've got a lot going on, we meet more often, and times when we have less going on, we meet less often.
Okay.
But we typically don't meet more than twice a month. So usually it's once or twice, and sometimes in the winter we'll just go a month or two without meeting. Okay, well, welcome everyone out to the NSL Live meeting. We will start by talking Polynesian Cultural Festival.
Okay, so I got the program for you guys.
Awesome.
This is my last meeting for the event. And then I also have some flyers.
Nice.
I tried to print that out at work in my printer on
this. This doesn't look like Pele.
No. And then that. So we've been just really, really busy. And, you know, we've gone out, talked to a lot of sponsors, and we've gotten, you know, we last time we were here, we said we only had one sponsor, which was AutoSource, and they were giving us $700. And since then, we've gotten, as you guys can see on the flyer, we've gotten more down there.
Okay.
We got Lee's, who is donating some shade tents for us.
Nice.
And then there's Jersey Mike's, who's going to provide some sandwiches for our volunteers. And then I added Taylor on there. He wanted to be on there because he took such a huge, you know, we got a big discount from him on the stage. And then a bunch of other little ones that gave us like $200, $500, and that's listed here on the budget. So far we've collected $5,175 so far, and then everything that's highlighted light green on the left hand side are things that we've already like spent money on, and we have roughly about $700 left in our account. And there's our performers. Last time I came in, we said we're going to estimate about $1,500 to go on that, but it has gone up a lot. We've gotten some performers that a lot of people have requested us to get, and it kind of cost us some money. And the good thing though about some of these performers is that some of them are, they're willing to get paid after the event.
Kay.
So what we're trying to do is we're you know, just trying to promote this festival and get as many people to come out, and then do our water sales, collect money from that to pay the rest of these performers. And I mean, the money we have left is, we're going to be doing, we're gonna get the chairs with that, and you know, the pig and other little things that we needed to do. But the only thing that we...
So you guys are gonna roast another pig?
We are gonna roast another pig. It's highly requested to roast a pig. I didn't want to do it at all.
We roast the pig, and then after it comes out of the ground, which the...
We're not going to do it on the ground this time.
Oh.
We're going to roast it.
On a spit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So...
And then are you selling the meat, or just
giving the meat
away and everyone wants to try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're giving it out for everybody to try it. And then, so the only two things that we might not be able to afford is the stuff from Mesco, the generators and the light towers. And I don't know if we can go up any more on this budget or what, if that could be. I mean, what I discussed with committee is, you know, they said, you know, come in here and see what you guys say, and if there's any way we can like split that, like where you guys can pay half of that and we'll pay.
So I'm getting a lot of pressure from the city to not go over budget.
Okay.
And so this is our budget. We can't just give you more.
Yeah.
I think 4,000 is our cap. So what's our shortfall? Where's the difference between what we have versus what we what? So is the difference 7,000?
Yeah. So the 7,000 is what. Okay. So you have to pay the 4,000. We're
yep.
doing the 7,000 here.
Okay.
But then we're only that 6,000 right here is what we're estimating that we're
from
going to collect
sales.
After the water sales.
Okay.
So we are short
so
about.
So your difference is $900. No, less than that.
About.
$500. $500 difference. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any things in here that we can cut? If we don't get the kids area jumpers, that's $400 right there. Do we need to have that?
So the jumper is what we're going to. Remember, we have this kid that we're doing the charity for. We are going to charge kids to jump on the jumper, and everything that we get from that is going to go to this kid that we're helping.
Okay.
So.
Do you I mean, I support helping kids.
Mm-hmm.
I want the record to know that I support kids. But it does beg the question. If I mean, typically what people do is say, hey, we're going to do a fundraiser, and we're going to give you some or all of the proceeds, which
mm-hmm.
means the money above and beyond what it takes the cost to run the program. So in this situation. You've got a section where you're bringing in money for this child, but we don't have enough money to cover the cost yet. So it's actually not giving him proceeds. We're giving him proceeds plus
mm-hmm.
Plus some of our operating expense. So that's one
I
area.
I also wanted to check with you guys because these are the numbers that they gave me, Mesco. I don't know if they'll give you guys different numbers since you guys have an account with them. You guys have worked with them before.
To get more of a discount.
If there's anything that you guys could possibly do to get a discount on that.
I don't think they really hook us up differently.
I guess the committee then will just eat the cost of that $500 then.
Well, so how much money do you think we're going to generate from the jumper?
I don't know. I really don't
know.
I'm hoping we could at least get $500. We're going to sell like tickets for like 50 cents for them to go and like slide down because they're slides.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they want an all day because it's going to be there for 6-7 hours, then we're going to give them a wristband for $5.
So if we have 100 kids that do that,
mm-hmm.
then that gets us the $500,
mm-hmm.
which covers our cost of $400
mm-hmm.
plus makes 100 of profit. But your thought was that you that all the 500 would go to them, and then the 400 we would eat. That's one area where we can make that difference. Is if you cover our costs first before you give the proceeds that above and beyond to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that's up to you. At this point, I don't think I can go to the city and get more money.
Okay.
So we'll have to hope for increased water sales, and that the vendors make.
And that water sales is a lot more than what we made last time. I just kind of put a little more on there, and we are like promoting this. We've spent a little money on Facebook to promote the event, and so far I think about 1,200 or 1,300 people are saying that they're going. So I'm hoping everybody there buys water.
Yeah. So too. You selling waters for $1 a piece?
Yeah.
Well, let's hope for a hot day.
Yeah.
And that people buy 2 or 3 waters.
How much are the waters?
$1.
Yeah, I think that's
not
a lot.
So.
Okay, so at this point, one question I had. So you'd asked about spider boxes.
Yeah.
We've got 3 of them. But I know that John mentioned that we picked up a couple extra last time. And I don't know. I didn't respond to him and say, you know, how much do they cost us or whatever. But perhaps
we'll be able to cover it.
We'll be able to grow our scope
okay.
a little bit to make sure there's spider
so
boxes there.
Okay.
So how many total do we need?
He said last time you used 5.
Okay.
What's a spider box?
It's for power distribution.
Oh, okay. Not real spiders.
Yeah. Yeah, we let the spiders go. It is so fun. So you think the kids have fun?
You go sell more water, they can smash it with
yeah.
their water bottles.
So are there sprinklers? Like, will those be like...
We'll have them off.
Okay.
You go have them
off
for tomorrow night, too.
And then we just wanted to know, like, will the trash... Is there people that come to, like, empty those? Like,
I think we agreed that we're going to empty the trash, have a trash pickup after the first night.
Okay.
And in between.
Okay.
I think John mentioned that at least in one of the meetings.
And then I'm not sure about how, like, the restrooms there. Like, will there be, like, enough toilet paper there? Or
I'm going to have somebody... I'm going to have staff there kind of monitoring.
Okay.
So...
And
the other nice thing is that there will be the, at least during the day,
mm-hmm.
the splash pad will be on as well.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
kids can go
yeah.
and run.
Yeah.
Kids can break the
mm-hmm.
splash pad, which may turn reduce our sales on jumpers and water bottles. Maybe we should turn off the splash pad.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, and then the thing with the sound guy, the certificate thing. I'm not sure where we're at with that.
Okay. Well, I asked the city, do we have any leeway on this?
Mm-hmm.
And their response was no. Our insurance is from the trust.
Mm-hmm.
And the trust says if you're having big events, you have to have insurance, and your vendors have to have insurance as well. Now, he's not a vendor, but he's doing the sound system.
Yeah.
So what happens if he gets to the event and someone trips over a wire and we short one of his speakers?
Mm-hmm.
Does he then come to us to buy the new speaker for him? Because he could, it's a city event.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I think we want to make sure he has insurance there, is because things could happen and we want to make sure he's covered.
Okay. Well, I will let him know. I'm just waiting to hear back from you guys on that. He didn't want to pay the $250 to get.
So he doesn't usually have any insurance? Because if he's someone who carries insurance, it's a pretty small thing just
mm-hmm.
adding us.
Mm-hmm.
It's no big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems crazy that $250 is the cost for one day or 2 days of insurance.
Okay.
Did he call the number that Kathy sent to you? She sent, and there was an email where she had, at least it sent to me, and I thought it went to you as well,
mm-hmm.
where she had the contacts of people at the government trust and
mm-hmm.
or some solution and said,
mm-hmm.
call them and see about insurance.
I'll check
for
with him to see if he's called that number. I'm not sure if he did.
Because $250 seems like a lot
mm-hmm.
for 2 days of
yeah,
insurance.
Yeah.
If that is, then I want to get in that business.
Okay, but yeah, I think those were my only questions. We're just ready for the event. I'm ready for it to be
I'm
done.
I'm sure you're ready to be done. Yeah.
Incredible.
It's going to be awesome.
Incredible.
Are you having New Tribe dance again?
Yes, they are.
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, they are.
So it looks like you have a lot of performers that are also free, correct?
Yeah, we do have a lot that are free.
Okay.
Will there be any appearance of Elvis Presley, the Samoan
so,
Elvis Presley?
He's on Saturday, and
awesome.
I only put him there for 15 minutes because I don't know.
Her dad, Pele, is fantastic, and he sings a mean Elvis Presley.
So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to try to be there at 5:30 so we can watch him sing.
Yeah.
Well, good. We're excited. Even
yeah.
even though we're kind of being stickler on the budget, we are
yeah.
very excited. It's
yeah.
gonna be great.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Good work.
Yeah.
Good work to you. And good work to your crew. So the pig is only gonna be on Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. And what time do you think? Oh, pig tasting at 2:00. So you're gonna get the pig roasting at 11:00.
Yeah, we're gonna start roasting at 11:00.
Okay.
And then should be ready by 2:00.
Awesome. At least they'll have an awesome smell.
Yeah.
Good.
So I'm out of town. So
mm-hmm.
John, we'll have support between our parks department
okay.
and just our staffing there. So I'll get you John's contact if you have any problems. Probably he's the best one to contact because
okay.
I guess I'll be out of town. So.
Okay.
All right. So for a large event like this, what do we, or do we say anything to the residents nearby? Like just so you know, this is coming. You
usually
might have people parking on the street.
Just
nothing.
Usually just you're welcome afterwards.
Is there like a time that we're supposed to end things?
So
sound, yeah.
In the summer, I think we go till 11:00, right?
Yeah, sound bonus is at 11:00.
Yeah.
Really?
So are you going to 11:00?
That might complain.
We're okay. So everybody is excited about this 9 o'clock dance that we're having, and they're saying if we could go till 11, and I said I'll ask if we can go till 11. So
yeah, we might 11. Get complaints, but they're unfounded complaints until 11. After 11, they are completely
okay.
Right, we're too noisy.
Okay.
But as long as, but you're, so we talked before about how you're going to arrange it, and kind of suggested being in that westernmost field. Is that kind of where you're going to be, or what are you still planning on being up by the biggest pavilion on the east side?
It's, yeah, we're going to use this whole.
The whole big field?
The whole big field, the stage is going to be in the middle.
Okay.
So the middle of the east field.
Mm-hmm.
And will sound be facing west or facing east, the speakers?
It will be facing.
Or north?
South.
So that's the one I didn't mention. Okay, so there will be, there's, so if it's far enough back,
yeah,
then that's still a bit of distance
mm-hmm.
before it hits the
mm-hmm.
first house.
Yeah, it will, we'll make sure that it's
it's like 250 feet. That's not really
no, that's
but
way,
I think it's okay.
It's way more than 200 feet.
And you'll have some of the buffer.
The houses are right across the street.
And
you'll have the three pavilions. You'll have the trees.
And
but I'm not saying it's a problem. I'm just
Polynesians
saying
are big boned. There'll be a lot of them in between.
We'll block
the sound. So that's my neighborhood. And I was just thinking I could let people know, like, hey, this is happening.
I think that'd be great.
And just remember that they can go till 11 o'clock. And so
we're going to be, we're actually putting up a bunch of flyers, and we're going to hit up that whole neighborhood and just stick them on their doors.
Great.
And we'll probably put something on there like the
you
noise
might want to contact the HOA down there before you do that.
Okay.
Oh, do they have issues about that?
Yes, they do.
About putting stuff on people's doors?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What do they like?
Just knowledge
oh,
beforehand.
Just, okay. So they as long as you let them know, though,
yeah.
It's okay.
Hey, I'll
yeah.
do that.
And if you
okay.
just if you just tell
thanks.
Them, hey, we're letting the people around the park know
mm-hmm.
that this is what's going on, they'll be fine. I'm just happy that you're bringing Duke in.
Oh, do you know Duke?
I know Duke very well.
Oh,
yeah.
Who's Duke when he's on?
Well, he's on
Friday night.
Friday night.
Friday night. Duke Kelsall.
If you don't know him.
I don't.
Introduce yourself.
He also dances at New Tribe. So
oh,
he
yeah.
sing and then dance.
Is he the big tall guy with the mane of hair?
Yeah, he does have a lot of hair.
I love
but no,
I don't know that guy, but I love
no.
that guy. He's
oh,
no,
you're,
I think
you're probably talking about the one with
the
longer hair.
The tall,
yeah.
skinny
no,
one
no, no,
with
no,
the
no,
super long hair?
Yeah, that's
guy's crazy.
No, but that's his best friend.
Awesome.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Okay. Well, if I have any other questions, I'll email you guys. But hope to see you guys all there.
Yep. It's like a lot of fun. Great job.
Okay. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, too.
Let me get this phone number real quick.
Okay.
Texting the HOA right now.
Thank you.
He's so helpful. He's a great guy.
Thank
so.
You so much.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about concerts.
Sounds
oh,
good.
I was going to find out between now and between by this meeting about what day the Army has their thing.
Oh, yeah. We need to get that.
I mean, I know when it's on the calendar. The problem is that every single year about this time, the National Guard changes the date of their engagement, which changes the date of our concert. So we'll just.
Cool.
So right now it's on the 17th. Let me just send a text message and confirm that by the time the meeting's done.
So I've got it on the 10th, so we need to change that to the. Oh, going, that's yours.
I would like it changed too.
So change that 9:10 to 9:17 on your calendars. I'll get that information to, what's her name? She emailed me today about advertisement.
Linda?
Yes, Linda Horrocks. Thank you. So I'm Shauna Gottfriedson, and I
oh,
am
I should have introduced
just
you.
Coming on.
Shauna's my neighbor, and she is really talented and coaches a lot of musicians and singers, and she has volunteered to help us kind of push forward the second Sunday concert.
So we've got this year lined out. We're gonna go 6 months, starting in August through December, and then we'll break until the following August. So as you can see, we've got the concerts. We've got one coming up this Sunday, which is Holly Dodge, who's a prominent piano violin teacher, plays for a lot of voice studios, awesome, talented. She's the music director for St. Olaf's up on 1800 South. And she's bringing several of her musical friends that are gonna sing. They're gonna do viola solo. They're doing a Bach piece that's just very potpourri. They're going from Bach into some Samuel Barber, into some American music, and then into some jazz. So it's just gonna be an eclectic concert. She stepped in about a week and a half ago, so we're just glad to have her to take that August spot. So on my end, and I probably could get a lot of this answered from Matt, but first of all, I'd like to know how you would feel about starting to do programs for the performers, so that there's an official program with the North Salt Lake City logo on it.
To hand out that night?
Yeah, to hand out to people. It's
yeah, I think that'd be fine.
That'd be nice.
So would I get that to?
Well, you would need to, well, it's probably what we want you to do going forward, I mean, at some point, is mock up, I mean, make a mock up what you want, and then just take it down to Signature Press and have them make some. And
where's
then
Signature
Press is on Redwood Road, and it's kind of just south of Kangaroo Zoo.
Oh, so it's right near us.
Just in our neighborhood,
okay.
Yeah.
Do they do the printing for the city?
There's multiple to do, but I know we've got an account there. The city doesn't, so you can go down and just put on the city's account, and
okay.
You know, they're pretty reasonable.
Is there a place where I can get this logo?
Yes, Linda can get it to you.
Linda, okay. Okay, I'll see if I can get that done by Sunday. We'll see how that goes.
Sure.
From Linda. Okay. Next
And as far as the number of people that come, you know, we usually get for in-store concerts here, I mean, we're lucky if we have 100 to 120 people. I think that's about the max that the room will hold.
Okay.
So as far as the number of flyers, we figure that not every single kid's going to get one, so you probably have 100 flyers is probably plenty.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Great. Advertising. What have we done to advertise for Sunday?
So we've done, I've seen it on Facebook.
Okay.
And
it's on all of us, city's social media.
Newsletter.
Okay.
The city's
mm-hmm.
newsletter.
The newsletter.
But I should warn you that typically is inadequate to get any interest at all.
Yeah, Linda and I talked about that. I'm wondering if we couldn't, once we get the season lined up, if we couldn't mail out a postcard to everybody in North Salt Lake City.
Yep, I think that was
with
our...
With the lineup?
I think that was our hope, and it's my fault because I didn't get with you until too late, but our hope was to work out a lineup for the entire 5 months or whatever,
mm-hmm.
print up all that stuff, and then get it set up in posters around the city, certainly at City Hall, maybe send out a postcard, or maybe put the whole thing on the city newsletter or whatever, so that people can see, oh, these are all the things coming up. And then, even more than that, we could have a flyer with all that information that we hand out at the first concert, so the people that come to that, who are most likely to come to the next one, will also come, and we can somehow try
so
to
put it on the back of the program.
Oh, that's right, we could just put it on the back of the program.
Perfect.
Is it too late to get that going for this year, because we've got some great things lined up
for
this year?
I don't think it's too late to go forward.
So is that something I would do?
We would hope you would spearhead it, yes.
If you need help, I've done tons of design, like postcards, anything like that. So if you've got an idea of what you want.
Well, would a postcard be the most efficient thing,
yes.
Or would it be better to send it? Because I know she's getting ready to send the newsletter out. Could we just put it in the newsletter? Because that's going to go to the same people.
Yeah.
Can you put an insert in the newsletter, or are those assembled off-site?
That would be separate.
Yeah.
You can put it in both, though.
So
because not everybody in the city gets a newsletter.
Okay. So do postcard and the newsletter. Okay. All right. I'll get to work on that.
Sorry. What other ideas do you have that we can tell you to do?
Don't be overwhelmed. I really am happy to help you with that stuff.
Can you give me your name?
Yeah, I'll write it down for you.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Okay, great. I talked with Holly today, and she's ready to go. She's excited. She is wondering if there, and I don't know how you've done this in the past, but is there a time that we can set up with the performers to get into the city hall if they're performing here? To just fill out the space, do a rehearsal, is there a time for that?
So typically, what the performers will do is, like, I'll meet them here at 5 o'clock, open the doors, and then they'll have from 5 to 6 to set up and do a sound check and whatever they need to do. If they want it at a different time than that, I'm sure we can arrange something.
When is the hall available?
Other than
Sunday.
Oh, so if they came in during business hours, would they?
Yeah. So for example, if I said you have the option of coming in on Wednesday or Thursday the week prior to your concert or the week of your concert.
Yeah, they could come in before 5:30 and it's just wide open, and they could probably go in there and kind of explore a little bit. I don't know how much. If they start making a ton of noise, that might be an issue.
Yeah, there's very few events. The senior luncheon, there's a few things that go on, but it's generally open.
But the room's usually open.
If they close the door, could they do a...
Yeah, sure. As long as they don't have their amplifiers turned up to 11.
Okay.
Maybe only to like 7.
So if I maybe offer to them, let's say a Wednesday and Thursday prior to the Sunday when they perform, that they could come in between 3 and 5
mm-hmm.
and do a rehearsal.
Yep.
Okay. Great. Holly has asked for a stipend, so I need to know where we're at on the budget.
How much does she want?
She said whatever you can come up with, but I know you and I have talked about this, but I really feel, just coming from a professional performing background, that it's just nice to offer them about $200.
Okay.
Because you're into it for lessons and coaching and your time to get here and your music that you have to get together and your rehearsals, and it's a lot of work.
Sure.
To put together a program, even though it's an incredible opportunity that we're offering them. I think it would be nice if I could just say we offer a $200 stipend for your time.
Yeah, but I do. So looking at the concerts we've got coming up, the Madrigal sing for free.
Right.
The Interface sing along. I don't think we've ever paid the organist. And the other performers are the audience.
Okay.
And the Army Band is not allowed to take money for them.
Okay.
So really, you're looking for $400, and we can even though I just told her no for the same amount, yes, we can come up with $400 for your performance.
Okay. And I really doubt that Paul and I, for that October concert, I doubt that we'll ask for anything because it is a tribute to Dolly Clayton,
okay.
who was a really well-known pianist in the Bountiful area. And it's more of a tribute to her, so I don't know. I'll talk to him, but
sure.
I don't know that we'll ask for anything either. But
okay.
Can I offer her $200 then?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. And I actually put out, I have a lot of music friends, and I put out a Facebook post saying, I've taken this position, and I'm really excited about it. Any of you who are interested in an opportunity to perform with the concert series, let me know. And I have enough people on my list to fill the next 3 years.
Awesome.
Goodness.
As easy as that.
So, and they're all top-notch musicians, singers, performers, professionally trained. So I really want to class the concert series up and make it something that people are excited about and they want to come to, and they feel like coming to it is really well worth their time.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Kay.
Good job.
Great. Oh, and one thing. Can I share this? I'm so excited about this.
Whatever it is, yes, you can.
I have mounted 5 times now a little show called The True Story of Cinderella. And it has about 8 performers in it, a king and queen, Cinderella the prince, some hermits, and the stepmother and stepsisters and the fairy godmother. And every time we have done this show, it is just absolutely delightful. It was written by Warren Martin, who was the choral master at Westminster College back east. And every time I do this show, we pack the audience. I mean, the people just love it. We've done it at the Assembly Hall 4 times, and it's just balcony, everything just packed. So we're going to put that together for next October for the concert series.
Awesome.
And I'm just really excited about that.
Good. But
yeah.
We probably need a bigger venue, though. We can't do it here, can we? Will this not be a space?
Well, we'll pack it. I don't know. We'll have to talk about that.
We'll see if we can find you more room.
Yeah.
I wonder what we'll do. But that's great.
So I'm excited about that. I just want to share that.
Now, are we going to need to pay for rights, or do you already have the rights to do it?
Well, it costs $225 to rent the scores.
Okay.
I can get them 6 weeks in advance, and that's the performers that have done it with me before. They just do it for the love. We all do it for the love of what we are trained to do, so I'm sure I can get them with maybe just a little $25 thank you card or something.
Awesome.
That I can get
great.
Them. Okay, piano tuning. Does anyone know if that's been tuned for this concert Sunday?
I ruled it out after council meeting last week, so from what I heard from Linda, it got done, so.
Okay, awesome.
You might want to go tap on it before you leave tonight.
Okay, I will.
Although, actually, we have to sneak past, because the planning commission's meeting there. Never mind.
Liven that meeting up.
They need a little Chopin to help them get through.
I think Holly wants to come with her performers and just kind of fill the space out Wednesday or Thursday, so she'll let me know if it's out of tune still. Last thing is, when Paul and I do our concert, we are gonna try and get Dane's Music to bring in a grand piano that night. So how would that get put into the building? Is there a door that comes into the council chambers from the outside?
There is, but it's, in order to get there, it's kind of, I think you have to go on grass. It might be easiest just to come, although could it, and go through there.
And just come through the front door?
I would think so. It's probably the straightest shot.
Okay.
That's just regular doors, right? Yeah.
Well, they can turn on their side.
Oh,
yeah.
And then if you go fast enough, then it fits.
Yes.
You approach relativistic speeds and everything shrinks.
They will have to angle it.
Okay, so should we just go into the sound system?
Yes.
Okay.
And I should tell you that I brought the sound system up to, I mentioned at City Council meeting last Tuesday, and then I told them that you had done this legwork, and then I was going to forward it on to our city manager, and there were three city councilmen there, and we've all given our approval to buy this mid-grade one.
Mm-hmm. We have more options
as
well.
The one at the lower mid-grade?
There you go.
Fantastic.
This one here. Did you do some of the research as well?
This is what the rec center got, because
okay.
When we buy the sound system, we also need to buy
the screen to
stuff
go with
for
it.
The movies in the park, so it needs to be compatible.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
So did you get a pricing on this?
There should have been something in there.
I think
email.
It's in the email.
So this is the email for me.
I don't know whether I printed that email, James. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think as long as it's we're not emotionally attached to this one, as long as it's something of equal quality or better. But as far as the kind of the approval to move forward and get something, and this dollar amount, they don't need the city council's approval. We can just talk to the city manager to do it. It happens. But when we do give the city council approval, it happens even faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see a pricing on this.
So I know we won't have this by Sunday. What can we offer to Holly if she feels like they need a sound system?
Well, you haven't talked to Lynn or to Becky at all, have you?
No.
I
emailed Becky. She never got back to me. So
I will have Becky's sound system Friday.
Oh,
I can just text John and see if we can keep it until Sunday night.
Perfect.
That
so
would be awesome.
Okay.
And worst case, I've been using mine the last couple.
Oh,
months.
You've got one too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. May I get your contact information then before I leave also? Okay. So.
And just, James is on the city council as well.
Oh, so this is James. This
James.
Is.
This is David Franson.
David.
He works for the city. He's our public works director.
Well, I have no idea what I'm looking at. Does anybody else want to look at it?
So they spent $10,000
for
everything there.
Okay.
But obviously we're not buying a PlayStation 3.
Well, I think we should.
There's like the screens and stuff. Get them a lot cheaper on Amazon. There's a couple. There's other options.
So what did this system come in at?
So this is $10,000, includes the inflatable screen and a PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Anyway, so sounds like we have something to work with. We'll get something.
Okay.
So we need to have that. The band will bring their own sound system.
Okay.
So really by October we have to have something.
We won't need a sound system.
Oh, you won't need one here?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So that means we really have until next August.
Because
beginning
the
of next
Madrigals
August.
Won't need one, will they? And then the Interfaith won't need one.
But we want to strike
They'd
with
They'd be good
hot.
For the 5K and things, so.
Yeah.
And the 3K.
Yeah.
Mm. So, but we'll get something going. I think there's enough. We've been, for like the last 6 years, we've been kind of tacitly saying, hey, we should get something. But I think now that we're kind of getting to the point where we're actually going to get something.
It's
going to
be great.
Okay. So Matt, will you just take the lead on the Army Band?
Yep.
You'll, and then what about the interfaith? Who do I?
So I would be.
How do I get that
I
going?
Would be surprised if Becky wouldn't still be willing to run that one. That
this
would,
year. Okay.
Yeah, or well, even ongoing. That was, that's kind of been her pet thing that she was really excited about. So she, let me talk to Becky and see if that's something that she still wants to put a, kind of push forward. There's also some, and I don't know if they are still church missionaries, but there were a couple that were, that are kind of in charge of like interfaith outreach in Davis County.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
I know who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've come and been involved with her and kind of helping to plan and make the connections and that kind of stuff. And they're always there at the concerts as well.
Okay, great.
So let me talk to Becky. Actually, you're gonna talk to Becky next, or you're talking to John next.
I'm talking to John. Anything with the sound system goes through John instead of Becky.
Okay,
that's what we found out.
I'll reach out.
That's what your son found out.
Okay, I'll reach out to Becky and see if she still wants to be the point of contact for the interfaith.
Okay. And just one last question then. Is the Army Band and the Interfaith, are they going to be an ongoing thing every year? Is that kind of traditional then?
Well, so I have to request the band every year.
Okay.
And they've done it the last 5 years or so.
Okay.
I expect they'll continue to come when I invite them.
Okay.
It's a fun venue. As long as we can generate the audience, I think they'll come.
I like it. If it can stay on the calendar, I think it's great.
Okay. And the interfaith we want to keep, just because it's such a community.
Yeah, I think
builder.
It's. Did you? You went last year, didn't you?
I didn't
oh.
make it. I
yeah.
probably had a Messiah or something.
It's pretty fun. I think it's a fun little event, and I think when Becky envisioned it, she thought that maybe at some point it'd be getting big enough that it could be like held at the regional center here.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't ever gotten that big, and quite honestly, she struggles to get other churches to come.
Okay.
And she, you know, her idea was that each of these churches would come with their choirs, and each of them would do one piece, and then we, the audience, congregation, would sing a bunch of other pieces. And most of these churches are so small, they really can't muster a choir. So in the end, she invites them all, and some come, but really it's just a bunch of Mormons that show up,
mm-hmm.
which is still good. It's
yeah.
still fun.
Well, I'll tell her about Holly with St. Olive's because I know that Holly will probably be able to pull something together.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the idea. We want to, and 2 years ago, she did a pretty good job. She actually had a mid-singles choir from
mm-hmm.
somewhere up in Davis County that was massive, and they all came, and that was really fun. And then she had, there was one church that I think did two numbers, or maybe three, and there was another church that maybe did a number, interspersed with us singing, and it was really nice. And last year, she didn't wasn't able to garner that response, and so we just sang them all, and that was still fun.
Okay, great. That's all I have.
And I will also mention that the first, she's always kind of aspired to having maybe an organist from one of these other churches come and be the organist.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she's done that, and sometimes she's ended up playing it herself. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes so. But
I bet Holly would do that.
Okay. I mean, that's the idea is we're trying to, even though it's being held at an LDS chapel, the idea is we're trying to, I mean, it's easy to get Mormons to show up for song stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we could do this thing with just focusing the Mormon church and get a huge turnout, but really the idea is to outreach and try to include other faiths that maybe feel marginalized in this predominantly LDS community.
Okay, great.
Okay, NSL Reads. Let me just say, I know of one person who's already written her story.
Oh, right.
She lives in my house.
So things are going nicely. We have the writing competition flyers posted around town here at City Hall. We have them going out on Peach Jar once a month through the writing competition due date. I will contact Linda to send a reminder out to the city via email. It's also in the newsletter. So that's going just fine. The fall event is pretty much ready to go. I still have to get a photographer, but
what's the date on that?
It's October 12th.
Great.
From 6:30 to 8:30 here at City Hall. And this year the program is going to be, I'm going to try it a little bit differently and keep everybody together. The theme is magic, of course, and the program, I'll bring it the actual schedule in for everybody to approve, but from 6:30 to 7 it will be, we'll have a photo booth set up,
I've hired a magician to wander around and entertain people. He comes really highly recommended, so I think that will be fun. And then the event will start at 7. We'll do the writing competition awards. And then Charlie Holmberg, who is our guest for the evening, our guest author, will speak for 30 minutes. And then rather than having a kids' room, I thought we'd keep everybody together and let Charlie speak to everybody, and then have the magician do a 30-minute show. So it'll be 30 minutes of the author, 30 minutes of the magician, and then a book signing and the raffle, and the magician will hang out. And
that's cool. Who's the magician you have?
His name is Elias. Hold on. Caress. And he's local, and apparently he does lots of big shows like this rather than just like little birthday parties. So he came highly recommended, and
good.
He's excited to come. He got us a really good deal.
Good.
He usually charges $800 for a 2-hour gig like this, but he's going to charge us $4. So
great.
He just wants to help the community. So I think it'll be a lot of fun.
That's great.
And I for decorations I got vintage magic posters. And they're really cool. I didn't get the super cool ones, which I wasn't sure that the conservative attendees would enjoy. They had like little devils and all things. So I got them sans devils, but they were really cool. we'll just hang those up. And then I ordered a bunch of decorations off of Oriental Trading. So it'll just be vintage magic. And magician will wear a top hat and a cape. It'll be great.
That sounds great.
What about kids dressing up and coming in costumes?
They always do because it's Halloween.
I love that.
Yeah, they always do. And when we added the photo booth, now they always bring the kids in costumes because they do a family photo. And then we post all the photos to Facebook so everybody just gets their photos for free. And people really enjoy that, I think.
Do you have a Facebook page for the event?
No, I was going to make one, but I wasn't sure how the city felt about. I mean, I guess the Festival of Speed always has their own page. Are we okay doing our own page?
Yeah, you can make your own page. So I don't know. Facebook's always not constantly, but they're frequently changing their rules on how things are done. And I, when I first started doing this, and I've gotten a little out of the habit, but I made a North Salt Lake group, as well as a North Salt Lake page. And the reason is because groups can do events and pages can't.
I see.
So
pages can do events now.
Can they?
Yeah.
Good. Then the group can go away.
Okay.
So
there's a North Salt Lake page.
Yes.
And
if the page can do an event, then we can go on there and you can call Linda and she can do it, or I can do it if you bug me.
Perfect,
and
okay.
Computer, I can create, then we can make an event. And actually what we probably should just do is make you administrator and you can just make your own event.
Yeah, that's something I'd like to bring up on a future agenda is Linda is really busy, right? And trying to convince her that she wants to do all of our stuff on top of everything else makes it, I think, hard for her, and it makes it hard for us to get our stuff posted.
Sure.
So it would be great if we could have like a committee member who is an administrator and can do all of our stuff. I think that we'd get it done a lot more timely.
Yeah.
And you can just take that whole piece off of her plate.
And then she wouldn't be stressed about it, and we could kind of run our own gig.
Yeah. I think it'd be pretty easy to add a couple people. In that when I first made all these, I just added 2 or 3 people to all of them. And then
that'd be super cool. And I don't know if anyone's good at Facebook. Lisa, are you good at Facebook?
Oh, sure.
She's getting better now that she's using it to run a campaign.
Right, that's why I know pages can make it.
You're developing an expertise that we can lose.
I would be happy to do that. I would be very happy to do that. But I also think that you're very capable to do that.
I'm sure I could learn.
I'll do it. It's very easy for me to do that. If they just want to make me an administrator, I'm happy to do that.
Super cool. I think that we'll have a lot better presence.
I love that. I think that's a great idea. And that helps, I think, circumvent a lot of to-do items. We can just take care of it ourselves. that looks awesome. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
now,
I hope
you're now an admin.
Sounds really
oh, great.
Fun.
I will
like
do it then.
So then I will email to you the poster.
Yeah, I'll use the
for the writing
the
contest. And then we also have a separate poster for the event. It's called the Night of Magic. So we have a separate poster for that. And the magician, Elias, I'm going to ask him if he has any advertising materials as well, because I think that, more than anything, would attract a lot of people coming to see a magician.
Okay.
Also, it probably should be maybe worthwhile for us to go through our friends lists if we invite them to like our North Salt Lake, Utah page, which I've done, but it's been a while.
Also, when we create the event, if you'll share it on your own Facebook page, then all those people, because the way that events work, you invite specific people, but for a public event like this, we just hope for word of mouth to
mm-hmm.
kind of virally spread. So if all of us share it, then it gets all that extra exposure.
Is this potentially something we could use to advertise the concert?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think absolutely.
That's
yes.
a great
yeah,
idea. I should
okay.
get
yeah.
some flyers together. Or maybe we could put that in the program as well, so it'd be a smaller flyer.
For the
no,
for the concert?
On the Facebook page.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I missed that.
But I like what you're saying, too.
Yeah. Linda
yeah.
made a poster. I'll just email it to you if you'll give me your email.
Yeah.
And we can post that.
Perfect.
On there. Great.
Do I need to check with Linda before I do this? So that...
Well, you're an admin. You do whatever you want now.
Well, I know, but that doesn't mean it won't have repercussions.
Just make sure that anything that has the logo still goes to Linda, because she still has to give...
Approval
for anything with the logo going
with the
out.
Logo on it.
Okay. Sorry, it's really long.
Facebook's going to be a better bet than
oh,
you can probably send the flyers.
Mm-hmm.
The mail flyers.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if we can get everything shared, like the face or the Foxborough community
Foxborough
group, yeah.
The second Wednesday of the month, they have a senior lunch munch here at City Hall. That, I think, would be a great place to hand out the second Sunday concert series calendar.
Okay.
I think that group would love it. It's this Wednesday, and so maybe you'll wait till September 13th is the next one. And the woman who's in charge of it, her phone number is listed on the city webpage.
Okay.
Just the seniors.
Speak,
I can't remember what her.
Yeah.
The senior.
It's a senior lunch bunch. She said they get about 30 people, but they are also 30 people that then can take the flyers to their friends and neighbors and say, "Hey, I'm going to this concert. This is going to be great."
Usually,
and when we were doing the concerts every single second Sunday, we did have a group of maybe 10 to 15 people that would come to every single concert.
Great. Well, I'm wondering if we couldn't get, because Linda's already got the flyer done for Sunday. Could we get it to the luncheon tomorrow? How would we do that? Just email her, or would I need to come get it and run it over? Or
well, it's held here.
Oh, it's
yeah.
here.
So it
so
really
could
just be a matter of
saying,
"Hey, would you be willing to print up 30 copies
yeah.
and pass them out?"
All right. Great.
She just got back from vacation. She's dying to do a lot of work.
She's all spry.
Yeah, yeah, rejuvenated. Okay. Anything else for us on Reads?
Nope. I will have more as we get closer, but right now we're
okay.
set for everything.
It did occur to me, and I don't know if you have anyone here in the group who would know the answer, but the last couple of years we've had a family golf tournament that is under our tent, but we don't actually ever do anything. It's just kind of managed by the golf tournament. We just advertise for it. Yeah. And I don't know if that's been scheduled or not. Do you know anything about it?
I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Doesn't the golf course always do it?
The golf course always does it, and they usually do it on the Saturday of Labor Day, which this year would be the second. In fact, my wife has even put it on our calendar already, family
mm-hmm.
golf tournament. So we probably need to reach out to Brent and verify that he's planning on that, and then at least do some advertising for it. And my wife just started eating dinner. For those that wanted to know.
Solid update.
Yeah. Okay, well, in the little bit of time we have here, we don't have to go all the way to 7:30. We can end when we're done talking. But I thought it might be fun to do a little bit of brainstorming. I'm... since I'm not running for reelection, I will not be on this committee as of next year, so whoever takes my seat will be on the committee, and then, but it'd be nice if we have like a whole stable of ideas that we can then take going forward. So I thought it'd be fun to kind of brainstorm maybe in a couple of the meetings going forward and get in the habit of thinking of things that might be fun to do, and so that we've got a full set for next year. A lot of the things we're going to continue to do, but I'm pretty, I can't speak for a future committee, but it seems quite possible that we won't do the Polynesian Cultural Festival going forward, just because it seems like it's kind of a burden for them, and it's a little bit of a challenge for us to continuously say no, we can't give you more money. So that frees up essentially $4,000 that we can then put towards other events. So what ideas, let's talk, before that, let's talk about parks for a second. Any ideas, things you'd like to see in our parks, or improvements to our parks? What do you think?
Me too.
Remember, we do have two parks that we will be redesigning in the next couple of years, correct? Tom Springs and then New Hatch.
I don't know if there's exact years on
Hatch. Yeah, for those of you that don't know, we've purchased a bunch of the homes around Hatch Park, and we'll be expanding Hatch Park to the roads on the north and on, I'm sorry, on the east and on the north, yeah.
Is that the park right across the street here? Okay.
We don't have all the houses, but we bought, six or seven houses this last year. So, yeah.
I have two ideas that are not these two parks. One is the splash pad park.
Okay.
I would like to see a track around the exterior of the park, similar to what Hatch Park has, so there's a running track
And can we do an asphalt? Maybe cement?
Absolutely. No, asphalt is great.
That seems like not that big of a thing.
I think the residents would love that. Myself.
I would love that.
I would love that.
It's better for running.
Okay.
And it's a nice big park. Like, that's a significant track, too. The Hatch Park, you have to go, like, round to get anywhere. Okay.
As an aside, if we did that, that would be a really a better place to do the 3K Halloween fun run, because you wouldn't have to run around and around and around 15 times.
Same with the 1K, even at 4th of July. There's a ready-made track.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Although the elevation game is part of the challenge for the Halloween 5K.
Where is
3K.
It?
They do it at Hatch Park, so you run down, and then you run back up.
Oh, in the trail,
down.
The trail that they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many times do they have to go around?
Like,
isn't it like 0.7 miles
or
something?
it's a lot of times around that track.
It's a lot of laps.
I think the only reason people come is because they get candy and the kids like it.
But I thought it was ideal because I could run the first lap with one kid and then wait for the next kid, who's now finishing their second lap, and then I run the third
Smart.
Lap with them. In the end, I was like three laps in, and I finished the 3K.
So that's what I did. The second idea is Foxborough South Park. So that's the one right by Steve's house. I think there should be a dog park somewhere in North Salt Lake. I'd like to see one at least. I'm not a dog owner. I just know many people in our neighborhood care very much about not having a dog park. I talked to Woods Cross City about their dog park, and they refused to clean it up. They had originally negotiated with an Eagle Scout that the dog owners would clean up the park and the city would donate the land. And so it is not being maintained. So it's, yeah.
It's a dump.
It is, literally.
And to make matters worse, there's only one park in our city that dogs aren't allowed.
Yeah.
And it's the splash pad
park. And it's right next door.
And I told them, when they reached out to me and said, hey, we want to put a dog park right next to your park. I said, great, which one? I said, oh, that's the only park where we don't allow dogs. Maybe it'd be better somewhere else. No, sorry, we're putting it there.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't get used almost at all. So, anyway, I think Foxborough South is a potentially good location. If you're not familiar with Foxborough South, though, it has awkward parking, and I think in order to make that happen, there would have to be some, like, building of a parking lot there that does not currently exist. And I think it could. Like, I think it's an option. I also am open to any other park being designated that way, but I feel like Dog Park should be on the list of considerations for parks.
Okay. All right, anyone else got park ideas that they want bounced around?
I have a couple. One is that I think that our committee could do better with the parks, and I'm wondering if maybe there should be, I don't know if it's a subcommittee or a time designated in each meeting where we do talk about the parks and trail upkeep and things like that. And then the second thing is, I'm wondering about, maybe as part of that subcommittee, we could plan events specifically around the trails. So a day where volunteers come and help maintain the trails or clean up litter or pull noxious weeds or
sure.
things like that.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good way to get the city residents more
engaged
in their trails.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think that's great.
There's somebody in Foxborough who has started posting events that he's organizing group hikes, and he's done Wild Rose a couple times.
Yeah, things like that. I feel like we could do more.
The head of the
I like it.
Well, and there's a guy that just moved into your ward. He's in the Bishopric.
Oh, Brammer?
Brammer.
Mm-hmm.
He's passionate about trails. And I said, hey, do you want to be on this committee? We talk about stuff and occasionally trails. He's like, no. I just want trails.
He's probably swamped.
Yeah, he probably is, but still.
But maybe we could do something like that with a subcommittee where he has his thing and then he reports to us.
Yeah.
And
he has to come every once
in a while.
He said at some point, if you just have a group that starts talking about trails, let me know. I'd like to be involved.
Great, you're it.
So he may not be interested in leading it because he's, like I said, he's just put the Bishopric. I'm sure that's overwhelming, but I'm sure he would love to be involved as a member of that subcommittee.
I think they could
that's
do
great
events, guided hikes.
And
they could do
birding.
A whole calendar where they do a couple hikes, they do a couple service projects.
Well, and along those lines,
really
there was a Boy Scout Eagle project that was just completed up at Wild Rose Trailhead. What happens is the scrub oak grows too thick and it becomes a fire hazard. And so
I saw this. I wondered what happened.
So what happens is the fire department actually goes through and some of the volunteers with chainsaws and they thin out the scrub. And then the volunteers go in with the Boy Scout project or whatever, and they pull all the stuff that's been cut out. And it was crazy how much they pull out.
It's actually our guys that.
Oh, your guys went through
the
cut.
Yeah, we did all the cutting and then just the bond. And what's kind of sad is it takes a ton of time just to do just a little bit of trail. I don't think a lot of people realize how much work actually just to clean out a little section. But we've done it a few times now. It's great for an Eagle project, the scouts arranging, get the volunteers. Because our guys kind of do this skilled labor with cutting and getting stuff separated, and then you just get warm bodies is all you basically need to come pull the stuff out, and we chip it up, and I can't remember how much we filled.
It was obscene. Tons and tons. Like, not tons.
It looks
like
beautiful.
The word that we use to mean a lot. I mean, like, tons is in the measurement unit.
The actual, literally tons. But it's kind of sad because it really, really is not as much trail as you probably think for as many people and as many hours. So you realize it really is a problem.
So this is somewhere we could certainly have multiple events, or once we get Boy Scouts involved, we could ready-made provide them with a whole bunch of bodies that are interested in our trails.
And they could actually, a subcommittee could do sort of overseeing Eagle Scout projects. And if they come to the city saying, what can we do? We could just funnel them right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that idea also of having subcommittees that then have a representative that comes to this committee, like a whole team that does, you could have your whole group that's working, helping you do Sunday concert series, and then you come here and report on that, and you have a whole team that's helping you do your reading events. I know it's all you right now, but
no,
I actually have friends
who are helping me, so
yeah, so
I've sort of got
a good
informal.
And that was actually my intent or my thought when this whole thing started. It just kind of turned
out
to be just us doing everything,
which is exhausting.
Yes.
I mean, like, I love my book club and I'm excited about it, but when we ask the committee to come volunteer at every event, every single time, it gets really hard. And I think that the more people we involve, the more of a community we'll be, which
and
is why I joined this to begin with.
That's right. And and the other added benefit is it helps us spread the word
because
more people are involved in the events. So I totally agree.
I agree. That's great.
Cool.
Okay. Other parks ideas before we move on to trails?
I have one. I know we have an amphitheater, and I'm going to go take a look at it before I go home today, because you said it was out at the back of the building.
It's right here. I'll walk
out
with you afterwards.
Oh, okay. Is there a possibility that we could, in one of the parks, build a beautiful
stage
like Murray has, where we could do a summer musical, some type of arts?
So that,
like Sandy has the amphitheater.
I think the answer to is it possible is always yes.
Yes, but has it ever been considered?
It's never been discussed, really.
Hatch Park is up right now, though, in the discussions for what changes will be made there, and that I think is a great comment.
So, there's no group that's actively, at least we're not actively discussing how we're going to make that park, but if we made a list of wants, you know, and took it there, the stage that Draper built and the stage that Murray built,
mm-hmm.
I mean, those are not small builds. Those
mm-hmm.
are pricey
they're
things.
They're huge. I mean, I know it would probably be upwards to $1 million, but I'm just wondering if it's ever been considered.
Yeah, not that I know of.
Okay.
I wonder if we could do, and I'm just brainstorming, right, something that's sort of in between, like, I mean, Red Butte is the example that comes to mind, and I know their stage is worth a ton of money,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like the Sandy Amphitheater where it's not a park, it's just totally dedicated to shows, but we could do some kind of staging area
and even the
in a park.
It's really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of jammed in a weird place, and
yeah.
there's no parking really readily apparent that, oh, this is where we're supposed to park.
Mm-hmm.
But Red Butte is, it's just sort of part of the park, right?
Yeah.
And when they're not using it for the amphitheater, they're using it for sales, and it's part of the park, and you can walk through it, and it doesn't take up any extra space except for the stage itself.
Yeah, it's beautiful too.
Oh, it is so beautiful.
The way it's built into the hill. But anyway, just a thought. It'd be so fun to build the arts here.
Yep, I think those type of things never happen unless someone says, "Hey, have we ever thought about this?" So,
okay.
Let's think about it.
All right.
We'll get it on the.
I like that.
In fact, it'd probably be worthwhile for our group to maybe at some future meeting take a bird's eye view of Hatch Park as it's going to be. There's some pieces of property that we probably will not get from the near future, but there are others we will probably will still snag, and then make a laundry list of what we think would be fun to go there and how we might want to utilize that space.
Same with Tunnel Springs.
And Tunnel Springs, there's some land that's undeveloped up at Tunnel Springs, and it's still undecided. Every time we think we need a trading chip, it gets put on the trading block to trade to a developer. But at this point, the city owns it. It's the same size as our current park at Tunnel Springs. It's that land immediately to the north of that that the city owns as well.
To the north?
South.
To the northeast?
To
the south.
The
okay.
Not to the south. Because the park sits like
the
this.
To the north.
Will you put the tennis courts in there so
the
I know where we're at?
The hillside goes along here. The tennis courts are right there. The parking is right here.
Oh, where the landslide was.
And this space out here.
Oh, that land. Okay, I gotcha. That would be so nice to use as park. That would be really a shame to lose it to development.
It would be a shame. And never once have we said, hey, can we sell this just for a windfall to the city? But, you know, there's always other things. Like, for example, right now there's some mining. People are trying to do mining that's leaked. I mean, it's been mining land, but it's going to come up pretty close to homes that are on the hillside. And there, right now, the residents are saying, hey, you need to do whatever you can to keep them from mining this land next to my house.
Mm.
And when that happens, this piece of land gets back on the trading block. Well, could we trade that land? What could we do with it? You know, how much could we get for it? And, you know, would a developer pay to buy out that all this big expanse of mining in exchange for this piece of prime real estate? So my feeling is public land should stay public. But those are kind of the horse trading that happens. And at this point, it's still open. The other thing that's interesting about this land is that it has a really high water table. The Tunnel Spring, which sits over here and comes down, and it's the reason why this is all marshy right here,
mm-hmm.
It produces a fair amount of water. And when we did some test holes, at one point we looked at making this a cemetery because the city doesn't have a cemetery. We tugged some test poles and they all filled up with water.
Mm.
And so.
Oh,
and
that
so.
Sounds horrific. That's
yeah.
A cemetery.
A lot of people get buried at sea. But we had suggested, I suggested at the time, let's just dig this thing down and run this in here and make like a pond or like a fish pond that's part of the community. But it never got much traction other than just being thrown around in city council meetings. But that land is certainly land that is yet to be developed, and we could plan to develop it. And once we develop it, it'll no longer be turned into houses. So that's.
Well, I think that should go on the list of important things to do then. Keep it public.
Keep it public.
I also just want to say, I know the wetlands area in Foxborough is in the process of being developed, and that's a long-term plan, but I would like for this committee to be at least made aware of like what's happening.
Right. So where that is, have we talked about that at all with you guys?
Mm-hmm.
So the marshland that's behind my house is a mess. I mean, it's fine. It's just dry and ugly, and no one uses it. Totally underutilized. So there are plans in the city to divert water into that so that it stays wetter throughout the year.
Mm.
And then we actually went and had like a high level design. It was awesome. You know, it's got ponds, it's got like boardwalks and bridges,
yeah,
and like really totally a fun, neat place for people to come and utilize the space. And that's, and we've hired now a design firm to do a detailed, actionable design on that.
Wow. See, I love that space. I use it probably 3 or 4 times, if not 5 times a week.
But do you only use it to walk around the trail?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're saying, is that it'd be nice if this big expanse in the middle that right now is just a mosquito hatchery also provided value other than just being the center part where we walk around.
They'll keep the trail and then just...
Yeah, the trail's not going anywhere. We're just trying to enhance that whole thing so it's more of an asset.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Great.
But the early estimates for that is $1 million to redo that, to do that entire project. And we've talked about, can we do it in smaller chunks, maybe do it over a 3-year time period, but even still, we don't have $300,000 chunks to spend at it. So that's why nothing's happened yet, but we're working out a plan for that.
And phase one was budgeted, right, this year?
Is it?
I believe.
Yeah.
Good.
That sounds great.
Didn't we get
a
matching grant on that?
Well, we've got money coming from the refineries. Something happened years ago, and the refineries got in trouble, and they had to donate money to the city in order to pay off their,
for
their sin.
I thought Allie was working on a natural land grant as well.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so we're hoping to turn that into more of an asset. It won't be a park, but hopefully more of a wetland that's usable and get rid of all the phragmites.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
That's part of the trail system.
And that's something, part of the trail system rather than a park, and our trail system is beautiful and getting better all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's talk then for a minute about trails. So what ideas do we have about trails? I will say that as soon as the landslide gets resolved, the trail will be put back in place that was landslid. I don't think that's a word. and then the land that the gravel pit wants to expand onto, which may or may not end up in legal courts, probably more likely in courts or not than not, but it has an easement on there that will for us to finish the trail. So eventually it'll start at the bottom here, and there will be a trail that runs all the way up over the top into Salt Lake. So those pieces should be completed in the next couple of years as our legal issues get resolved.
And is that part of the whole Davis County extending Bonneville shoreline, or is that separate?
That's separate.
Very cool.
Yeah. And the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, there's a plan to take that trail further up the hill, so we actually leave the bench, because we've turned the bench into roads and sidewalks. And so to actually take the trail up a little higher and run it through and to connect it back down kind of further up Davis County. And they've already got that all laid out. There's a committee on the county level for that.
And we have a representative there.
We do.
I can't remember his name.
But he came and met with us once.
Yeah. And he seems totally on top of it. I'm a fan of having him on the committee.
Yeah. So those things are already happening. Any other ideas about trails that you'd like to see or not see or whatever?
Just the age-old things like Wild Rose. I know that maybe signs are in the works, but
There are signs, but they kind of blend in. You have to get pretty close to read them.
The little map. The maps are okay, but like the signs that are just like the rubber post with stickers on them, those are constantly falling over.
We just worked with the GIS guy. In fact, the map is with my guys right now, kind of double checking it. I produced a brochure that's going to be available online and here. It's got all the maps, and so we're trying to get a pretty the map. I'm gonna make up a word too. Prettified still. like it's still not quite where it needs to be. But I should have brought it today. But the reason, with your son's project, still we haven't added the sciences, because we're gonna use that same map that they produced. So
that's gonna be awesome.
So you'll see science next spring.
Cool. I think that will make already my favorite park even better.
Yeah, so we want to, we want to get some more utilization. Wild Rose Trailhead gets used like crazy. I don't know how much the Spring Hill Landslide gets used. Probably not very much.
Yeah.
And so
the Gregerson Trail.
Gregerson Loop on the Spring Hill Landslide Trail. Probably not called the Spring Hill Landslide Trail.
So this brochure you're creating will have all the North Salt Lake trails?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
There
that's
is a brochure
awesome.
Out that, ironically, after we started ours, that Davis County put out.
Oh, yeah?
It's out here that they've got. It's pretty cool. It's a big, huge one.
Nice.
But
when we were down in St. George this last time, they had these parks and trails maps that we thought were pretty cool. So we brought them back and showed them to our city, and Dave was like, yeah, I can do that.
That's
so, you know,
awesome.
Yeah, I'll shoot them out and kind of get them further completed. You guys see them because city council wants to look at them before we get them printed and stuff anyway. So.
But it's it would be nice, though, if we had events and things that utilize our trails. And part of why we started doing it, probably my brainchild at NSL Live, was to utilize our parks to get people from different parts of the city kind of cross-pollinating, intermingling, and that could totally be extended onto the trails. I thought it'd be fun once we finish the loop all the way, or the trail all the way up to the top, to do like a trail run people that are crazy enough to do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably do it.
Yes.
To start at the bottom and just do a trail run all the way up, maybe to the top. I don't know,
I love that.
A snack and then jog all the way down again.
Yeah, it'd be great. I have always thought that having not just a 5K, but maybe a series. So we have a run for the different seasons, and I think that would be super fun. I'm not spearheading that up, but I like the idea of it.
Nor would I run it. But it'd be fun to use that trail. So, okay. Any other ideas about trails before we move on? Arts. What ideas do you guys have about arts to brainstorm?
These two know, I'm running for city council this year, and a lot of what I'm talking about is about parks and arts. So one of the things that I'm talking about is that I want to partner stronger with Bountiful Davis Arts Center. And I've talked to the director there, and they said we can partner with them where they bring art classes to North Salt Lake, but they bring the supplies, they bring the teachers, they bring everything, but they do it on site here. And we can decide where we want it. So we could run them at Orchard Elementary or Foxborough Elementary, or maybe at City Hall if there was a space, maybe an outdoor space in the summer or something. But we just basically pay them. Yeah. We just would pay them, and then they would come and run this arts program, which I would love to see more arts.
Would it just be for kids, or it would be for adults?
We would get to pick whatever we want.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And what kind of costs they talk about?
I didn't talk to them about costs.
Oh, okay.
But they did say they go around to, so Bountiful Davis Arts Center, although it says Bountiful, it's actually a district art center, and so they go around to the city council members in all the cities around, you know, Woods Cross, the West Bountiful. And they ask to partner with them, and so North Salt Lake City is already giving them some money,
yeah.
And so we would just negotiate the amount of money of what that would mean, and like how many classes would we get if we give this much money.
Do you think they would lend us art pieces?
So that's maybe. We talked about that. So another thing that I'd like to do is create an art space in City Council, both where we maybe like acquire beautiful pieces, especially locally made pieces, that maybe has a cost associated with it, but also that we display art from residents, like from the elementary schools, that they send 10 pieces a year and then they go somewhere in City Hall or even in this room, and so that we are displaying art from our location.
So I did research on, I don't know if you're familiar with St. George and the way they do like sculptures.
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to remember what it's called. If you go down,
we've talked about this group.
Yeah.
We want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So like I did a bunch of research on how they do it. Like the city owns the platforms and lets like people display like sculptures like you see down in St. George. And it's, I was looking into it for like parks, because you could get basically parks decorated for free. Other than they are quite expensive to do the pedals, just like dog parks and everything else. Even trails, they're a lot more than everybody thinks they generally are, but. The pedestals, and you set them up, and then people can sell their arts. Basically, they put them on loan to you for like a year or whatever amount of time. And I talked to the director that did it at St. George, and I got quite a bit of information on it. It's a pretty cool concept, because I thought something like that might be really cool, especially a hatch.
Well, we talked about, you don't have an eraser thing? Is this our eraser thing?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Black doesn't erase too well sometimes.
And we talked about doing it right around City Hall here.
Yeah.
So we had that same idea. Of taking, so here's our amphitheater and trail, and here's City Hall, drawn to scale. There's the road, and then this is where we're doing our city center stuff. There's a road in, it's gonna be cobblestone-y type thing in here, a big wide sidewalks, that probably makes no sense, but still, our thought was along here to have some of those pedestals as well as, you know, around City Hall. So that we have an art zone where people can do that. Because that's the same thing.
An art walk?
Yeah, in St. George, it's only just like maybe 3 blocks or 4 blocks down kind of their old area, revitalized area, that they have that art. And so, you know, we probably might need 6 or 7 of those pieces of art. And the way that they do it in St. George is the person puts it there, but, you know, we give them a space, or they give them a space, they put their art there, their sculpture, and they agree to leave it there. It's for sale. But if someone buys it, they don't get it until the end of the cycle in which that piece of art's there. And yeah, that's really cool.
So
I put together a PowerPoint,
awesome.
A bunch of information on it. If you're interested, I can email it to you.
Yes,
we totally do.
Yeah,
we might even want
art
you presented to us
art
here at one of our future
called.
Meetings.
That's a great idea.
Art around the corner, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea for me, as I've kind of been thinking about it, is to think about how we can create display spaces for art, both professional as well as amateur art, and then participation options. So we have art classes and stuff like that. So those are just
I think that sounds fun.
Like to see.
But I'm certain that the Battle Davis Art Center, which we support financially in the city, has got a basement full of art that they just don't want to put up right now.
I think that sounds.
And why can't they put
totally
a couple of those
reasonable.
Pieces up in our city?
Yeah, I think that sounds reasonable. They'd probably have to have some insurance negotiations to make sure that things are
insured. We're all insured by the same chumps.
So, yeah, I think that sounds great. I would be.
Well, the Youth Council does do art coloring contest as well.
At the elementary schools.
At the elementary schools. And we do show them here in the lobby for a month after we get them back and stuff as well.
I think you're thinking the same thing, which is that the walls around here permanently have something, and we're just every season or two they're swapped out by something else that fit at Battle Davis Art. So it's not only the same art, but we have some high class, high quality art that's here.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea a lot. Yes, that is what I'm thinking, but I really like this too. I'd like to have a reason for people to come to City Hall. Like, I was years before I ever came here for any other reason, and I had to kind of create a reason because I wanted to participate in things like this. But so for the kids in the coloring contest, then they get to come to City Hall and they get to look at it, and now their City Hall is not so foreign to them. I like that idea a lot.
That's great.
Those are my arts ideas.
Awesome. Any other arts ideas?
Well, I would love to, and we may need to even get a music, you know, a specialist in for this, but I'm wondering if we couldn't start some type of summer music program for kids.
So now the city has a summer recreation program, and I don't know what it includes.
It doesn't have music because I checked it. Yeah.
Okay.
So it'd be nice to get someone in here that would like to run a summer program for kids. Maybe a music camp or something where they put together a little scene from a musical. It would also be nice to maybe get Utah Opera to come out here and do some arts with the schools or with certain community groups. That would be really fun to do. I mean, there's just so many things that we can do with music here to get that into the community a little bit more. But you'd almost need to call a specialist to line all of that up.
Well, I don't know. I have no knowledge of how our summer recreation program works. Because it's never been administered through our group. You know?
Yeah, so that's something
well.
That I've been looking at as well. So there's a recreation director, I don't know if that's what her title would be, is that what it is? So she kind of creates the whole program and then hires her own staff, right? And and sets up the
course
schedule.
And is she an employee of the city?
Yes.
Because I always got the impression that it was like someone's created like a rec business and we hire them to do our
No, that's kind of really how it is, as far as I understand it.
So she has full oversight over it.
Yeah, she does it. We have nothing to do with it. Really.
But the city pays her.
Yeah, we pay her.
She comes in and usually gives us kind of a briefing once a year.
But I'm wondering if we couldn't go to her and say, hey, we like what you're doing, but we'd also like to add these features and see if that's a possibility. Because that might be a way where she, if we want it, she might then add that to her offering.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think if we're really getting serious about getting more serious about this kind of thing, I honestly think the city should run it.
The recreation.
But probably not this group. That's a lot of work.
No, I think there should be a recreation director hired.
Mm-hmm.
But another idea that I had that we could, that wouldn't answer this problem, but South Davis Rec which we are also part of that district, they run a really good rec program. I'm not sure how much music they have. I don't think they actually have a lot of music in there, but they do have dance and performing arts. We can partner with them as well. And we do this right now with tennis, where people register at South Davis Rec for tennis and then they take their lessons up at Thomas Springs Park. I think that's a great, like, easy opportunity to expand into a well-functioning recreation program, and then they just send their staff out to do the classes out here.
Yeah, see, I think there's a lot of programs already set up. I know Utah Opera has their outreach program.
There's several
schools.
Where they
actually send out, and it would just be a matter of gathering them in and then setting them on the schedule, and I bet we could get on their docket.
There's several schools already in the area that use the Utah Opera by children.
The outreach program. Mm-hmm.
So
Legacy Prep, I know, does. I don't know if I think Spectrum does their own, but they're advised. I don't know if they pay. I don't know if they pay the premium for the Utah Opera by children to come. But I know they put on a little musical themselves as well.
Well, it's a whole new world to explore, and you know, being a champion of the arts, I would love to see the children have more opportunity to do that, because a lot of them can't afford private lessons.
Right. I think it's great.
So David, with the recreation director, was that like a contract bid process, or was it just kind of developed into?
I have so little to do with it other than I talk to her about once a year.
Okay.
And the impression I get, and I don't know, but my impression is that maybe years ago that something maybe was contract bid, or maybe that somehow it was set up, and I think that same person just gets the same bid every single year.
Sure.
They just hire her again or them to do it. I'm assuming it's a woman, but I don't know, to do it every single
year.
There's
two of them.
And that's an area where if we had higher expectations, then maybe we should throw back the cover and see what the arrangement is and how it's organized and how much influence we can have. Because I think it's kind of something where the city's just happy to let it happen.
That's really all it is. Like I said, I've only been here a year and a half, but she comes and kind of reports on what they've done.
Reports to the city staff, but not to city council.
Yeah, I've never.
She's just kind of, she's, I've met her just the one time.
I've had to talk to her a couple of times because we share facilities, so, but.
You're talking about the
Snack Shack.
That's a whole other can you could talk about for hours.
Okay.
Whole deal between,
well, that's something that I think is something that could be developed more.
Between our fields being used by other leagues, and I mean, there's a
okay.
A conversation for another day.
Great.
Okay, we have four more minutes.
I have one more idea.
Okay, in that case, we're officially going to do any event recreation ideas for.
No, that's it. It's an event recreation idea.
Open up that can of worms.
Okay.
No, we're doing it. We got 4 minutes. Let's
do
it.
We can do it next time.
Nope. Recreation event. What do you got?
I want to do a parade. I want to do a city parade. We're the only city in South Davis District that doesn't have their own city parade. I think
it helps. Does West Battleful do a parade?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it cool?
Yeah, it's actually awesome.
I've never been.
I go almost every year.
I'm not my city. Why would I go?
I go almost every year because my uncle's usually in it. So.
Okay.
West Battleful does Battleful, Woods Cross, Farmington, everyone but us. I think it makes people feel like they have more of a community identity. Even if the parade, like I go to the Farmington parade because my sister lives there, and it's a lot of businesses in Farmington. But if I'm sitting there watching the parade, I see, I didn't know there were that many dance studios in Farmington, or
wow,
I didn't know.
Wow, another karate dojo?
But actually, there were some places from North Salt Lake that were in the Farmington parade. Like, I know you guys aren't in Farmington. So I think it gives exposure to businesses. It creates more of a community feel. I would love to do that. We could do it in conjunction with the 5K in July, although that's a really crowded time.
We don't need more of that 2 days, two or 3 days.
We could.
It's too much already.
North Salt Lake was incorporated as a third class city on August 1st, 1946. It could be a Founders Day parade, first weekend in August. There are lots of options. It also could be a bad idea, and people could maybe not think it's a great idea. But I think it's a good idea, and I'd like to talk about it. Not at this meeting, we don't have to make that decision, but put it on the ideas list.
And I've thought for 4 or 5 years now that it would be fun to do a teenage Easter egg hunt around Easter.
That'd be so fun.
That's not getting eggs, but getting like Munzees or maybe, and we can put them on our trails, we can put them in all throughout the city and send the kids on an egg hunt that covers the whole city.
That'd be super fun.
Have them go and explore every inch of North Salt Lake. still got 1 minute, so let's throw another crazy idea out. Okay, that's it. We're closing down the ideas for now. So we've all had these great ideas, but no one's taking notes. Are you now going to take this transcript?
I got my notes. She's doing the transcript later.
Okay, awesome.
Good job, Sally.
Thanks, Sally. You're the best. Awesome. Well, let's continue. This isn't the end of discussing ideas. So we will, as we meet throughout this fall, let's continue to have ideas. If you think of new things after this, bring them up. Let's talk about them, and we'll get a list of all the ideas, and then at the end of this year, you know, we'll consolidate those into maybe a plan for next year and keep some of the back burners and see what we can do. Okay?
Remember, Night Out Against Crime tomorrow and movie in the park on Friday.
Tomorrow,
What's
Night Out
movie?
Against Crime?
We're showing a movie tomorrow at Zootopia after the Night Out Against Crime, and then we're showing Moana.
And that's at Legacy Park?
Yes, that's at Legacy.
Awesome.
And then Moana is this Friday?
Friday at Hatch.
I missed Sing. It was last Friday?
Yeah, we had a good turnout. We had 150 people.
You guys seen Sing?
I haven't seen it.
Watch
yet.
It with your grandkids.
It's the arts.
It's
good?
Oh, it's
okay.
So much fun.
It's all about the arts.
Every Muppets movie. I've been avoiding it. It looked kind of corny, but
it is corny.
Your recommendation.
Of course it's corny, but the music is fun.
Can I get
that's,
both of
that's
your
that's
emails?
The news from last
and
week.
You're going
to
check on the sound system for Sunday.
Yeah, I'll send you a text.
And then, David, you
we've
can
never
help
approved
me
them
with
as a group.
Maybe a postcard or something.
Yeah,
for
you
to do
design stuff.
We don't vote much in this group.
Thank you.
Let's see. Can I borrow your paper?
Yep.
I think I've talked to you before with complaints.
Well, never mind then.
Oh, yeah, I think I might have my card.
I've got a couple of.
I think I might have my.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate your service. Thanks for coming, Sean.
I was going to write it down, but you can have my card too.
Okay, thank you, James. Nice to meet all of you. Yeah. So Matt, will you be here Sunday at 5 or
I'll be here
keys?
Sunday.
What,
I'll be here Sunday at 5 and I'll open the door and get everything ready
okay.
with you.
Okay.
And right now I'll walk with